Hi there, this is Alan, and welcome to the Kickstart Commerce Podcast, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. In today's episode of The Week in Review for Emoji Domains, ending April the 7th, 2018, I'll cover three new .ws emoji domain sales courtesy of the Twitter handle Emoji Domains WS, as well as proposals for new accessibility emoji for Unicode version 11, as well as quick access emoji keyboard coming to a browser near you. And finally, I want to talk about an online chatbot that promotes its business to simplify textbook transactions for students using both a .ws and .to emoji domain. And so with that, let's get started. So one of the first things that I ran across in reviewing my Twitter feed was a tweet that was basically stating, or rather it was more of a challenge to solve the question. And basically it was the Twitter handle Emoji Domains WS had basically put up and said, "I just helped sell or broker three emoji domains in .ws. And so he says, "Hey, let's play this emoji domain game." And you basically got three guesses to figure out which emoji domains that he had helped to sell slash broker. And so you only got three guesses. And instantly, John Harrison, who that name may sound familiar from the last episode of the Week in Review for Emoji Domains, he took a guess that it was the shark, the duck, and the bat. Now, I knew that the bat actually is owned by, I guess, a company here in Texas, just south of Austin, actually, San Marcos, Texas. And so, nevertheless, basically, John was the winner, essentially. So the duck was the latest emoji domain out of the most three recent sales. And so those sales were actually the shark.ws, which sold for $1,800, as well as the owl.ws sold for $1,600, and then the duck.ws sold for $1,160. And so it'll be interesting to see whether or not those actually close. At the time of this recording, I've not seen any messaging that has stated that they closed, so we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens. It'd be interesting. I'd want to know whether or not if the duck sold to something like Duck Dynasty or some kind of duck services company or duck guide type of a company. And so it'll be interesting to see just what happens there. But that's actually good news in terms of emoji domain sales, because it's been a while since we last had, or rather emoji domains had a sale that was noteworthy or worthy speaking to. And so that being said, that was one of the first spottings of the week in review for emojis that I caught. The next was an interesting find, only because it was that Apple proposed 13 new possible emoji domains for Unicode version 11. And basically what was proposed was, I guess, to better represent people with disabilities and to depict accessibility-related tools like hearing aids, guide dogs, prosthetic limbs. And so it's one of those things. I personally believe it's definitely needed, and so I'm hoping that those do get added to, the Universion 12. And so the proposed emojis, as I said, they depict people who experience blindness, low vision, those that experience deafness or trouble of hearing, as well as physical disabilities, as well as even those hidden disabilities such as autism, anxiety, PTSD, and therefore. So hats off to Apple for proposing, making that proposition there for basically the proposed emojis to be included in Unicode version emoji 12. So we'll have to basically stay tuned and look for those to arrive, which I think the scheduled release date is like March the 19th, 2009. So we have a bit of time, but definitely do some research, do some digging on whether or not those will be accepted by Unicode. That being said, one of the next things that popped up into the radar is that here recently, Google added a new shortcut. I believe it was April the 6th, basically making adding emoji to the desktop quite easier. And so in Chrome Canary, which I believe is just the latest version of Chrome, basically users now can enable emoji by going to the Chrome flags setting and then just searching for emoji. So if you go to your Chrome settings or just go to the browser and type Chrome:// flag. So again, Chrome:// flags, then search for emoji. That should take you to the area that you can actually begin to set and use the emojis. And I've done it. It's actually pretty simple. It gives you an option menu that appears basically when you right click on any text field. And so once you right click on that any text field, then you can get to the emoji option, pull up the emojis. And that's regardless, that's if you're on Mac, Windows, Linux, Chrome OS. And so it just depends on what operating system you're running, but you should be able to have access to that. I know that there have been many complaints around, obviously with Mac, you can use Control Command Space, whereas with Windows, you either have to have that emoji keyboard there in the lower right hand corner. And I think that's only like Windows 10. And so if you're behind like 7 or 8, then it's not as easily accessible. So that being said, obviously there are third-party applications that have provided access to emoji domains, such as Messenger, Slack, Discord, Skype. You know, they all have their own emoji libraries available. So for me, this is a great heads up, and for those into emoji domains, it should be a great sign that there is a, I guess you'd say, a uniform motion happening in terms of streamlining that, hey, accessing emojis should be something that's seamless and, you know, second nature, whether you're working in an application or, you know, just across OS platforms. And so the feature hasn't made it yet to this feature has yet to make it to the public version of Chrome, but hey, who knows, it may be released in the coming weeks. So just know that for right now, you have to go basically to the testing channel, Google Chrome Canary, and to be able to access the latest and greatest edition of adding new emoji right click shortcut. So that's that. One of the last things that I did this last week was actually I had a chance to interview a startup that basically is an online chat bot that simplifies textbook transactions for students to promote its business. And so it's an interesting business model. And so the name of the company is Shook, S-H-O-O-Q. And I recently, like I said, stated, I had a chance to sit down with their CEO and talk. And the reason that they came across my radar is because I actually saw a tweet that they released or posted that was using an emoji, basically a .ws emoji domain. And then just looking through their feed, I end up finding out that they also have a .2 emoji domain that they use to promote basically this marketplace for simplifying textbook transactions. And so their .ws address is the blue heart blue textbook .ws emojis, as well as their .2 address is just the open book, or rather, actually I messed up that .ws, it's actually blue heart open book .ws, as well as the .2, which is the blue textbook .ws. .to. And so they're using those as redirects to basically, you know, get people, especially the younger millennial crowd, involved. So those who are in college or college bound and they're looking to rent, buy, or swap or sell their books, it's actually an interesting service. Like I said, it's a chatbot that basically is built upon using the Facebook Messenger. And so one of the neat things that their CEO shared with me was that, you know, they built this chatbot to basically be of complete ease to buy and sell books. And so how it works is essentially that you will interact with their chatbot via Messenger, which they've given their chatbot the name Arti. A-T-R-I. And so once you start interacting with Arti, then you're able to receive instant offer for books, as well as once the offer is accepted, then the next step is being able to set up a pickup time and a pickup address. And then once you the books have been picked up, then you're paid within the hour of the books being picked up by one of their couriers. And so it's one of the fastest methods, per the CEO, of being able to sell books, you know, instead of having them sit around as doorstops and whatnot. So that was an interesting case. The other thing also is that they use shook.co as their primary web address. And I was so pleasantly surprised to know that they also purchased the .com address, so the matching .com address. And then what was even more so interesting during the conversation, which I never would have known this until it came up, where the CEO mentioned that he also personally uses a .io domain, which those have been on fire, seem like for months now, if not the last year to year and a half. And so he uses that for his own personal brand, and he brands himself pretty much as a technologist. And so in addition to that, he also told me that he selected to use a new top-level domain extension. And so he uses the .group domain for basically a chatbot meetup group there. I believe he's based in out of California. And so he uses that, and it's so interesting to be able to see, I guess you'd say, this next generation of CEOs and startups using, you know, new top level extensions, using ccTLDs as their primary digital presence. And so, you know, that it's interesting how, you know, you're going from a legacy of .com to the .co to new top level domains, as well as with the addition of using emoji. And one of the things that he mentioned about the emoji domains that he liked was just the fact of how easy it is to promote your business in terms of not using like a bit.ly link. And so being able to use a shorter link, and something that is visually appealing to an audience that uses emojis every day. And so especially that, you know, if you're a college student or college bound, you're definitely speaking in emojis on a daily basis. And so that's encouraging. And you know, just his entire story of just, you know, starting this online chatbot. But that being said, you can find out more about his interview. Actually, all you have to do is type in into your browser, kickstart.com/Shook, S-H-O-O-Q, and that'll take you to my latest interview with that CEO and Shook. And so with that, that's been the week in review for emoji domains. I hope that you will visit kickstartcommerce.com as well as thank you for listening to this. And so if you want more information, I'll actually do a write-up on this week in review for emoji domains ending April the 7th, 2018. So you can actually read a little bit more and get a little bit more intel on what's going on within the emoji domain market. So thank you, listeners, for tuning into Kickstart Commerce Podcast, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. Last but not least, please subscribe to this podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or however else you listen to this podcast. And so, again, please visit kickstartcommerce.com and also subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And thanks, and that's all for now.